Blog Talk Radio.
Most gracious and most heavenly Father, it is in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, that we come, Father God, on this morning with a grateful heart and an attitude of gratitude and praise and thanksgiving to say thank you for another day. Father God, as we come, we want to confess every sin of omission and every sin of commission. Father, anywhere we have come short of your praise, your honor, and your glory. Father God, we thank you, Father God, for your grace and your mercies toward us. We thank you for forgiving us, cleansing us, and washing us, Father, and giving us another day and another opportunity, Father. As we move forward in this day, Father God, help us to stay close to you, Father. We ask that you will anoint our ears to hear, our eyes to see, our hearts to receive, and our spirits to obey, Father, as we walk, Father God, in the joy of the Lord, which is our strength. So we bless you, we thank you, we magnify you, Father God. We say hallelujah, Father God, how great thou art, how great thou art, how great thou art, how great thou art. Thank you for the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries, Father God. We thank you for the faithfulness of your people, Father God, endowing us and anointing us with the tenacity to move forward, Father, amidst opposition, Father God, and darkness, Father God, and giving us the confidence to know that we are overcomers, we are the winners, Father God, and we bring down the enemy, Father God, and everything sent towards us has now already been turned in our favor and for our good. And so for this, Father God, we say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for all the souls, Father God, that are saved, have been saved, getting saved, Father God. We thank you for the transformation, backsliders reclaimed, Father God, and us changing our minds, Father God, to think like you think, to see like you see, and to do like you do. And we say thank you, Father. Now, Father, we pray that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts will be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength, O Lord, our Redeemer. And as you told your disciples to pray, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forevermore. And our soul says amen, 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 and amen. We will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in our mouths. Top of the morning to you. Welcome back to the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries. And this another day that the Lord God, he has made, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. His name is great, 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 and greatly to be praised. We will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in our mouths. I am your host and your kingdom coach on this morning, Apostle Dr. Alfreda. Woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. Woke up this morning with my mind stayed on the Lord. We indeed welcome all of our listeners today. Be it your first time, second time, every time, we're glad that you're here today, glad that you're in the land of the living, glad that you woke up this morning with your mind on Jesus. Amen. Jesus Christ is Lord. Amen. And Jesus Christ is here. If you're here today, you definitely are in the right place at the right time. Amen. There is no time and distance in the spirit. Amen. And man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Have a seat at the breakfast table. Amen. The spiritual breakfast of champions is about to be served by the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost. The people don't like to mention the word Holy Ghost. Amen. Glory be to God. But hallelujah. But the Ghost is holy. Amen. He's a Holy Ghost. Amen. He's not Casper. He's not Casper the friendly ghost. Amen. Hallelujah. But he is the third person in the Godhead. He's not a thing. He's not an it. Amen. But he is a person. Amen. And he is sweet. I know. Amen. So we want to thank God. Amen. God in three persons. God the Father, God the Son, and God the whole precious Holy Spirit. Amen. And we want to say thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And thank you, Jesus. Amen. We bless the name of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. We want to thank God. Amen. Hallelujah for our teaching on obedience. We want to thank God. Amen. Hallelujah for, amen, our just every word that the Lord sends out of his mouth, amen, to come through our mouth, amen, hallelujah, that we can know that blessings and cursings are in our mouth. Glory be to God, hallelujah. And beloved, amen, if we are willing and we are obedient, amen, as we, amen, taught in our Bible study, amen, last night, that if we are willing and if we are obedient, amen, we will be blessed. As simple as that. As simple as that. Everybody wants to be blessed. Everybody wants to be blessed. Even the devil himself want to be blessed. Everybody want to be blessed. There's nobody that doesn't want to be blessed. Glory be to God. People that are, amen, with mental challenges want to be blessed. Everybody want to be blessed. They just like the word blessed. They don't really know. They know it's a good thing. Glory be to God. And if you take a survey, everybody want to be blessed. Glory be to God. Amen. Well, God is the blesser. Amen. Hallelujah. He is the blesser. Amen. All the blessings come from him. He's the only one that has a blessing to give. Amen. And it's God's will, amen, to bless his children. Amen. Scriptures all throughout the Bible, from Genesis to Revelation. Amen. It is God. He makes it very, very plain. Amen. We don't have to struggle. Amen. What God is saying, there's no ambiguity. Amen. In his word and in his message. Amen. Jesus came that we may have life and have it more abundantly. That's a blessing. Amen. Jesus didn't come to bring a curse. Jesus came to break the curse. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And this is his purpose for coming. It's his purpose even now for serving as our chief intercessor and the propitiator for all of our sins. As Jesus right now is seated on the right hand of the Father. Jesus is not dead. Jesus is alive. He does not want us dead. He wants us alive. Glory be to God. Beloved, we are just not living, amen, to get to heaven. Glory be to God. That's not our purpose, amen, for living, amen. Glory be to God. God wants us to enjoy life. He wants us to enjoy the number of our days. So glory be to God. Hallelujah. He puts us down here on earth to do a work for him. We have a purpose for him, but he wants us to enjoy the process, enjoy the day, amen. The joy of the Lord is our strength. He doesn't want us to live miserable. Glory be to God. That is not God's plan. He does not want that for us. Amen. But he wants us to grow and he wants us to mature. He wants us to have a willing spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. Not serving the Lord. Amen. Murmuring and complaining. Amen. And fussing and dragging. No. But he wants us to be willing. He wants us to be excited. Amen. About serving him. Excited about doing what the Lord has called us to do. Glory be to God. And then he wants us to be obedient. Just do it with the best of our strength, the best of our might. Putting our all in it, and asking God to help us to give him our best. Glory be to God. And he says that if we be willing and obedient, beloved, we will eat the good of the land. Well, what is the Lord saying? The Lord has said, if you be willing and obedient, you're going to be blessed. Now that's just the bottom line. That's just the bottom line. Glory be to God. And that's in everything, everything. Glory be to God. Obedient to his word. Obedient, obedient, obedient. Not hard-headed children, but obedient. Glory be to God. We're coming to the Lord with a child's heart. A child's heart. See? Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. A child's heart. We know the Beatitudes. Glory be to God. Amen. Because obedience equals the blessing. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. And so the Lord has us stuck here. Glory be to God. And it's a good place to be. It's a good place to be. Glory be to God, beloved, because, amen, we all need some help. We all need help. I don't care where you are. You can come up higher. See, you can come up higher. See, because no one has reached the top. But that gives us no excuse for not trying. That gives us no excuse, amen, for not being proactive. Beloved, you have to work your faith. You have to work it. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Let me tell you something, hallelujah, about Satan and Satan's enemies, Satan's demons. They never stop working. They never, while you sleeping, they working. That's the main time they working, while you sleeping. See, that's the main time. Some of us sleeping too much. See, and if we're not sleeping physically, we're sleeping spiritually. That's when the devil's working. Glory be to God. I went to a conference this summer, glory be to God, with a bunch of my African brothers and sisters. It was the most beautiful conference. I'm not the type of person that goes to conference, Some people want to be in every conference. They flying all around the world, okay? Well, God bless them. If that's what the Lord is leading you to do, all right, whatever. All right? But the Lord does not lead me like that. Very rarely do I go to a conference, but he led me to go to this one and provided the way for me to go. Went by myself, amen, stayed in a nice hotel, didn't really want to drive, amen. It was in Connecticut, maybe about a 4 or 5 hour drive. At first, I was thinking about driving, but I decided not to drive. My mother sort of, you know, poured her wisdom into me. And when Bishop Westfield got finished talking, I agreed with her, and I caught Amtrak. It was a nice, smooth ride. Saved me a lot of money. I didn't have to worry about parking. You know what I mean? Matter of fact, I slept on the way back, and it was a beautiful event. It was a very beautiful event, a life-changing event with the Archbishop, who happens to be my spiritual covering. He is my spiritual covering. He's our spiritual covering for this ministry. Oh, we got the top dogs covering us over here. Glory be to God. This ministry, not only do I pay tithes out of my personal money, I pay tithes. The ministry pays tithes. See, we blessed over here. But one thing the Archbishop said, amen, glory be to God, he was saying how he was just talking, and he was talking about, you know, our Christians in Africa and our Christians here in the United States. Now, one thing about those in Africa, let me tell you something, they ain't running after no demons. They not running from no demons. Matter of fact, the demons running from them. They're very, very fierce, very fierce. Sometimes if you want to be serious in your Christianity, you want to hook up, amen, with somebody in that faith, somebody in that circle. But one thing he said, and which is very, very true, glory be to God, he said, because it was getting late, what he did that Friday, it was a four-day conference. He said, this Friday, he said, we're not going to eat. We're going to fast all day. Now, we was at a hotel. And you know how people like to go out, glory be to God, and people like to, okay, wait a minute. Give me one second here. Give me one second here, Saints. Give me one second. Whew, okay, give me one second. All right, give me one second. Devil is a liar. Give me one second. All right, give me one second, Saints. I'm going to get it together here. All right, give me one second. Okay, give me one second, Saints. I'm going to get it together here. Give me one second. The devil is a liar. Give me a second. Okay. All right, I apologize for the inconvenience there. Amen. Glory be to God. I believe we have it together now. Amen. And to God be all the praise, glory, and honor. And so what the Archbishop said, glory be to God, is that most of the Christians over here in America, we pray till we get sleepy. We say a little prayer and we go home. Amen. But he said, we Africans, and he tell them the truth, because I know a bunch of them, he said, we don't leave till we come. He said, we don't leave until we get what we come for. That's the mentality. That's the winning mentality. He said, we don't leave. And so we prayed all night long. Can you imagine? Hundreds of people in a hotel and nobody ate for 24 hours. At a hotel, at a luxury hotel. Amen. And to God be praise, glory, and to God be all the honor. Okay, Colossians chapter number 3, amen, verse number 5. Mortify therefore your members which are upon the earth, fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil concupiscence, and covetousness, which is idolatry. For which things sake the wrath of God cometh upon the children of disobedience. For which things sake the wrath of God cometh upon the children of disobedience. We was talking about that, amen, last night. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Obedience. Obedience brings the blessing. Disobedience brings the curse. Look, the curse causeless will not come. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. But if we are walking in disobedience, you'll open the door, amen, for the curse. Glory be to God. In the which ye also walked sometime when ye lived in them. Oh, glory be to God. But now ye also have put off all these. Amen. And this is the blessed word of God for the blessed people of God. So, beloved, we're told to mortify the flesh. What? When we mortify the flesh, what happens? Amen. When we mortify the flesh, amen, hallelujah, we walk in the spirit. When we walk in the spirit, we walk in the blessing. Glory be to God. Sometimes we're walking, tired at the end of the day, have nothing to show for it. Running around in circles, have nothing to show for it. Working on something for months, for weeks, amen, everything's a failure. The children of Israel walking around, amen, glory be to God, in the wilderness for 40 years on a 10-day journey. Some of us, beloved, have spent the majority of our lives, amen, with nothing to show for it. Nothing to show for. Still living in mediocre. Still, you know, at the bottom of the totem pole. Still a glory. Our contemporaries far above us. Glory be to God. Nothing to show for. Why? Because we're not walking in the blessing. You're walking in a way that seemeth right, but it's not right. Because if you're not walking in obedience to God, you're not walking with God. You're not walking in the blessing, beloved. The only way we're going to increase, the only way we're going to be favored is to walk in the blessing. Amen. We shared with you several scriptures, amen, on last night teaching. If you missed that, you might want to pull up the archives, amen, and see. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. That there is a blessing. Glory. So obedience is equivalent to blessing. And this is why we read, beloved, in Psalms number 1. Amen. And it says, blessed is the man that walk. Come on. Somebody underline that word walk in your Bible. Somebody underline the word walk. Blessed is the man that walk not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night, and he shall be like a tree. Do that sound like blessings to me? Come on, somebody. That sound like blessings to me. Come on. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. That sounds like a blessing to me. Why? Because he's not walking in the counsel of the ungodly. He's not walking in disobedience, but because he's walking with the Lord, because he's walking in favor, because he's walking in the spirit, he's going to be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever, somebody say whatsoever, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper.
Why? Because he's walking in the blessings or the steps of a good woman are ordered by the Lord. The faithful woman shall abound with blessings, but the ungodly are not so. But are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore, the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Glory be to God, beloved. Which way are you walking today? Which way are you walking? There's a highway to heaven. Oh, glory be to God. None shall walk up there but the pure in heart. So, beloved, when you're walking in the blessing, when you're walking in the spirit, glory be to God, when your sins are confessed, you're not practicing sin, your heart is open, your ears are open to what the Lord is saying. Oh, glory, your eyes are open. Oh, your will is open. Glory be to God. How you trust God. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and to obey. Then you don't have to worry about nobody. You don't have to worry about anything coming up against you. You don't have to worry about your enemies. Your haters become your elevators. Oh, glory be to God. Whatever the devil meant for evil, glory be to God, has turned around in your favor. No weapon formed against you is going to be able to prosper. Oh, glory be to God, because you're blessed coming in and you're blessed going out. You're blessed in the city. You're blessed in the field. Everything you touch is blessed. Why? Because you're walking in obedience. Deuteronomy 28 spells it out for you, word for word and line by line. So lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors. Glory be to God. So, beloved, hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want you to know you can open your mouth today, hallelujah, and just say what the word is already declared. Hallelujah. And we break all generational curses of pride, of lust, of perversion, of rebellion, of witchcraft, of idolatry, of poverty, of rejection, of fear, confusion, addiction, death, and destruction in the name of Jesus. Why? Because I'm blessed. I'm blessed, and I'm blessed, and I'm walking in the blessing. I command all generational spirits that came into my life during conception, in the womb, in the birth canal, and through the umbilical cord to come out in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and declare it, saints. Blessings and curse is in your mouth. You can decree a thing, and it shall be established. Open your mouth and say something. You can't move your mountains until you move your mouth. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You got to know that you're blessed and know that you're unable to be touched by evil. You got to know that it's time to shut all this foolishness down. Glory be to God. Why? Because you have shifted over, hallelujah, into the will of the Lord. Jesus Christ is Lord of all and not of some. Glory be to God. Open your mouth and decree and declare, I break all curses on my finances from any ancestors that cheated or mishandled money in the name of Jesus. I break all curses of sickness and disease and command all inherited sicknesses to leave my body now in the name of Jesus. Through Jesus, my family is blessed. Through Jesus, I am blessed. Through Jesus, my destiny is blessed. Glory be to God. Open your mouth and say something, saints. Glory be to God. You're walking in the blessing. That gives you the authority to decree decree and declare. You don't have to put up with the foolishness anymore. Open your mouth. I break all written curses that would affect my life in the name of Jesus. I break every curse, Balaam, hired against my life in the name of Jesus. Lord, thank you for turning every curse spoken against my life into a blessing. I break all curses of death spoken by people in authority in my nation, over my nation, in the name of Jesus. Oh, glory be to God. I have a covenant with God through the blood of Jesus Christ. I am joined to the Lord, and I am one spirit with him. I break all ungodly covenants and renew my covenant to God through the body, hallelujah, and the blood of Jesus. I say you're blessed. You're blessed. You can't be anything else but blessed. Hallelujah. When you're walking in obedience. Glory be to God. May I encourage you today to shift. 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 Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Isaiah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Chapter number 5. Amen. Verse number 20. Woe to those who call evil good and good evil, who put darkness for light and light for darkness, who put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. Woe to those. Woe. Woe. I want to encourage you to shift. Shift. Oh, glory be to God. Ask the Lord to help you. He's going to help you. He's going to help you. He's going to help you to line up in that straight and narrow way. Glory be to God. He's going to give you the guts. Amen. Hallelujah. Just say no. Just tell the devil no. Tell sin no. You got to tell some people no. You got to tell your flesh no. Just say no. Glory be to God. Two letters, one word, just say no. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And tell the Lord yes. Tell the Lord yes. Tell the Lord yes. Hallelujah. I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ that liveth within me. And the life which I now live. Let me get it right. Let me get it right as I close in this morning. Oh, let me get it right. Hallelujah. 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 Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Oh, we bless be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Because I'm blessed. I'm blessed. Because I'm walking in obedience. I can't be nothing else but blessed. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Doing the will of God for the glory of God. Falling in love with Jesus is the best thing that ever happened to me. If you have never accepted Jesus Christ in your life as Lord and Savior, glory be to God. We want to encourage you to come on over on the winning side. Let me tell you something. When you're walking with God, you win even when it looks like you're losing. You're going up when it looks like you're going down. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. You're going in when it looks like you're coming out. You're coming out when it looks like you're going in. Oh, glory be to God. The world can't understand it. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. But you're blessed. All things are working together for your good because you love the Lord. You've been called by God. You're blessed. When you're least expected, stuff show up. Glory be to God. God supply all your needs and grants. God supply needs even for the ungodly, because he sends the rain on the just and the unjust. But God to give you your heart's desire. God to keep you from evil. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Go ahead, give you that joy in the Holy Ghost. Joy, 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 joy. Joy that the world ain't give. Peace that the world can't give. Oh, divine favor. Angels watching over you. day and night. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Abiding in his house. Come on, somebody. Not only are you blessed, he said your children are blessed. Your grandchildren are blessed. Your great-grandchildren are blessed. You're leaving an inheritance for your children's children. Everybody you know are blessed. You're blessed. They're blessed through association. Now, come on, somebody. Glory be to God. Why? Because you're walking in the blessing. And blessed is the man that standeth not in the counsel of the ungodly. Amen. Repeat after me if you never gave Jesus Christ your life. Amen. God, forgive me for my sins. All of them. I confess them all. I'm godly sorry. I ask that you would save my soul. I open up my heart. I invite Jesus in to be my Lord and to be my Savior. Thank you for revealing yourself to me. Thank you for your grace and your mercies. Thank you that I did not die in my sin. Thank you for giving me an opportunity this day. My name is erased in the book of, from the book of death. Hallelujah. Confirmed in the Lamb's book of life. Now, Father God, I choose, amen, to walk in obedience as I continue my walk with you. In Jesus' name we pray, and our soul says amen, amen, amen. And welcome to the family of God. We welcome you. We welcome you. Been waiting on you. Send us out an email at lifewayjesus@gmail.com. Let us hear from you. We want to pray with you and pray for you. Amen. In Jesus' name we do pray. We want to invite everyone, amen, to come and meet us at the altar of prayer today. Amen. At 12 o'clock and back at 9 o'clock. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Because for love, and let me tell you something. Hallelujah. We are a praying ministry, but what makes our ministry so effective? Amen. We're not praying over sin. Our prayer warriors are not praying over sin. They ain't not trying to justify sin. Glory be to God. They confessing their sins. Glory be to God. We're talking about holy women. Holy. That's why we're honoring them. Glory be to God. This year, glory be to God. They're holy women. Those calling in, touching and agree, holy, 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 holy. Amen. Without holiness, no man shall see the Lord. That's what makes, amen, this prayer altar so effective. Because some people trying to pray over sin, haven't asked God to forgive them, and they're trying to pray over their disobedience. They want God to bless their mess away for us. They don't even know how close, how dangerous they are. They don't even know how close they are to danger from even playing with God on that level. We don't play with God over here at the Life of Jesus Kingdom Ministries. We love them, and we love you too. Amen. So call in at the top of the hour if you can. Amen. At 12 o'clock. Amen. Glory be to God. And then back, amen, at 9 p.m. on today. Amen. And to God be praise, to God be glory, to God be honor. We bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation in the name of the Father, the Son, and the precious Holy Ghost. Father God, as we go out today, help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time. In Jesus' name, we cancel bad news, tears, and sorrow. It will not take place. It will not prosper. It most definitely will not come to pass. And we say thank you over, over, and over, and over again. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation in the name of Jesus. Father God, we nullify it. We cancel it. Father God, in Jesus' name. And no weapon formed against us will prosper. And every tongue that rises in judgment is already condemned. Thank you. Father God, all of the ministry partners that are under attack. Under attack, Sister Joanne Thurman, Sister Hattie Cooper, Sister Joanne Brothers. Evangelist Nancy, glory be to God, hallelujah. Any and all of our men, Brother Tyrone Reed, any and all of our ministry partners that are under any type of satanic attack, Father God, we cancel it right now. We demand the devil to cease and desist. Cease and desist right now in Jesus' name. Take your hands off their bodies. Take your hands off their finances. Take your hands off their mind. Take your hands off their family. Take your hands off. I lift up all of Life for Jesus Kingdom Ministry partners. And we say thank you, Father, for the blessing of the Lord that maketh rich and add no sorrow to it. In Jesus' name, we thank you. And in Jesus' name, we do pray. And Satan is defeated. Darabakondorobokok. Darkness is dispelled. Because Jesus Christ is Lord. We're going to teach a lesson, amen, on speaking in your heavenly language. And some of y'all need to do it. Because when you speak in your heavenly language, the Holy Ghost is praying through you. The Holy Ghost that knows the mind of God. Because a lot of times we don't even know what to pray for. But when we let go and let the Holy Ghost, amen, speak. God says his eye. God is saying, God help me to interpret correctly. God is saying, don't be afraid. But when the enemy comes in like a flood, God lifts up a standard. God's grace and God's mercy is going to deliver you from this, glory be to God, hallelujah, attack. Hallelujah, that Satan has set up. That this attack that Satan has set up to smother you and to kill you. God said he's going to pull you out. He's going to swipe you out. His grace and his mercy. And God said, don't go back. God is giving you a warning. He's going to pull you out this time. Telling you, don't go back. In Jesus' name. Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Everybody have an awesome day. Walk in the blessing because the blessing manifestation is already here. Love you. Pastor Alfreda signing out. Amen, amen, and amen.